You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, you can make it back to back to back to back to back winning days in the podcast. Count them up. That should be five in a row. We'll go for number six today. So let's recap the winning card for Monday. My it's tough to beat a team three times when favored by six or less. Well, it went 1-1 on Monday. I cash on Stony Brook plus the 5.5. They win outright over Hofstra. I lose on St. Thomas plus the 1.5 against South Dakota State. I put it on me because I jinxed that play. I talked about how, from a handicap standpoint, I love South Dakota State. I went with the system play, of course, and I get burned. The rest of the card for me, I cash on Denver plus the 1.5. They win over Omaha in the closing seconds. I cash in Milwaukee plus the 1. They get the job done against Northern Kentucky. My overnight play on Charleston minus the 4, that cashes. Unfortunately, we added the extra unit on Twitter at minus 6.5, and that lost. I got middled on that game, so I win one, I lose one. And what I'm seeing with these tournament lines once again is if you like the favorite, bet it overnight, because the numbers seem to be steaming up in the morning. And if you like the dog, you can normally wait till morning. Unfortunately for me, I have a podcast at night, so I lock things in at night. So I'm not getting the benefit of some good lines with these underdogs. My last play on the card was Weber State minus the 6 of the Big Sky. And the Big Sky is total chaos. I not only don't win the bet, they lose the game outright. So that was a bad play on Weber State. Oh boy, what an interesting conference that's been. Then the coin flips go 2-0. I cash in the Suns and the Cavs over the 223.5. I cash in the Devils and the Rangers under the 6.5. But that's five straight winning days. We'll try to make it six here in just a moment. Before we get to the card, though, couple quick shout-outs here. VPG, SWP, and Use. I don't know who Use is, but thank you guys for the kind words and the five-star review on Apple. Greatly appreciated. And VPG, SWP, yes, great mindset when it comes to gambling and this industry, so thank you for those kind words. Blog update for you. Once again, I am playing every single conference tournament game. You can follow me on Twitter. You can click the link in the show notes, follow the blog. The first half unders went 10-4 on Monday, so they are now 71-47-2. That's 60.2%. So remember to set those alarms for around 7 o'clock Central. Most of the numbers are posted between 7 and 8 a.m. Central. You got to jump on them quick. Numbers move. Juice moves. But once again, a very good day for the first half unders in conference tournament play. And as of the moment, my sides are 9-4 with one play still to go on San Francisco. If they can keep it competitive against Gonzaga, I may have a 10-4 day on the blog. So we have 120 conference tournament games in the history books. We have 23 more games of the docket today. Conference action today in the Atlantic 10, the Big 12, the ACC, the America East, the MAC, the Southland, the CAA, the Horizon, the Northeast, the Big Sky, the West Coast, Conference USA, and the Summit. We have 13 different conferences in action, and today we will crown a champion in the Summit, the West Coast, the Northeast, the Horizon, and the CAA. So five more bids will be punched to the big dance. But let's start where we're going to have a ton of plays today. It is our theme play, and we start with the ACC. It's Miami minus the 1.5 against Boston College. So Boston College won the first meeting at home by 8. They won the second meeting on the road by 10. And I'm not wavering from this strategy. Once again, it is 15-6 so far in conference tournament play. It's tough to beat a team three times in a season when favored by 6 or less. So give me the Hurricanes of Miami minus the 1.5 against Boston College. Next up on the card, we stay in the ACC. It's Georgia Tech plus the 1.5 against Notre Dame. So Notre Dame won the first meeting at Georgia Tech by 7 in overtime. The Fighting Irish won the second meeting by 3 at home. You know the drill. It's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. So give me the rambling wreck of Georgia Tech plus the 1.5 against Notre Dame. Next up, we go to the Atlantic 10. It's George Washington plus the 2 against LaSalle. So LaSalle won the first meeting at George Washington by 10. The Explorers won the second meeting by 6 at home. Here we go again. It's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. So give me the Revolutionaries of George Washington plus the 2 against LaSalle. Next up on the card, we go to the America East. It's Bryant plus the 4.5 at UMass Lowell. So this is a true road game here. UMass Lowell won the first meeting by 9 at Bryant. Then the River Hawks won the second meeting at home by 22. This is yet another game where it's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. So give me Bryant plus the 4.5 at UMass Lowell. Next up on the card, we go back to the Atlantic 10. It's Fordham plus the 4.5 against Davidson. Davidson won the first meeting by 10 on the road. The Wildcats won the second meeting by 15 at home. I'm once again all in on the strategy. It's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. So give me Fordham plus the 4.5 against Davidson. Next up on the card, we got a Conference USA. It's FIU plus the 4 against Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State won the first meeting by 7 at home. The Gamecocks won the second meeting at FIU by 2. Here we go again. It's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. Next up on the card, we go to the Horizon. It's Milwaukee plus the 5 against Oakland. Oakland won the first meeting by 5 at home. Oakland won the second meeting in double overtime at Milwaukee by 4. I can't help myself. It's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. That game, though, I actually put in my Twitter vote as well. I like the Panthers. I think that Freeman kid, you can't stop him defensively. So I think Milwaukee is going to win that game outright. That's just my prediction. But it is a system play as well. So we're on the Panthers plus the 5. Next up on the card, we go to the Big Sky. It's Idaho State plus the 5 against Milwaukee. Or excuse me, did I say Milwaukee? I have Milwaukee on my mind. Against Montana. Yes, Montana won the first meeting by 8 on the road. Montana won the second meeting by 14 at home. It's a make-or-break day for the strategy, so say it with me one more time. It's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less, so give me the Bengals of Idaho State plus the 5 against Montana. Next up on the card, we go to the Big 12. It's West Virginia plus the 10.5 against Cincinnati. So the Bearcats crushed the Mountaineers in the final game of the regular season, 92-56. West Virginia might be 9-22 in the season, but they played tough much of the year. They did show some pride. They actually beat Cincinnati by 4 at home. They also beat Texas and Kansas at home as well. On the road, they've been winless this season. But in the month of February, they lost by only 7 at Iowa State. They took Kansas State to overtime. 10.5, just a little bit much for me. I think the Mountaineers keep it within foul game. So give me West Virginia plus the 10.5 against Cincinnati.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next up on the card, we go to the MAC. It's Canisius plus the 4.5. Against Mount St. Mary's. So the team split during the season. The Mount won by 5 at home. Canisius won by 5 at home. Couple tight games, now on a neutral floor. The Golden Griffins have won 5 of 8 down the stretch, including a half-court winner last out against Manhattan. Meanwhile, the Mountaineers have lost 5 of 7 down the stretch against very tough competition. So this is a coin flip game, in my opinion. When in doubt, grab the points. So give me the 4.5 here. I'm on Canisius plus the 4.5 against Mount St. Mary's. Then my final game on the card for college basketball is in the CAA. It's Charleston minus the 7 against Stony Brook. So it's the fourth game in 4 days for Stony Brook. Who's the last team in the conference you want to play in that situation? Well, I would think it would be the team that plays the fastest tempo in the conference. That would be Charleston. Not only is Charleston the fastest tempo team, they're also the best team in the conference. One meeting during the season, Charleston won at Stony Brook by 6. The Seawolves have had a great run. They beat Northeastern. They won in double overtime against Drexel. And then they hung on for dear life against Hofstra. But I think the party's over tonight. I expect the Cougars to separate and win by double digits. So give me Charleston minus the 7 against Stony Brook. Then my coin flips on the card in the NBA. I selected the Houston Rockets at the San Antonio Spurs. Total of 224 here. Tails it is. I'm on the under 224 between the Rockets and the Spurs. Then in the NHL, I selected the Florida Panthers at the Dallas Stars. Total of 6 here. Tails it is. I'm on the under 6 between the Panthers and the Stars. So let's recap my card for a Tuesday. Once again, we have a ton of system plays with It's Tough to Beat a Team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. I'm on Miami minus the 1.5 against Boston College. I'm on Georgia Tech plus the 1.5 against Notre Dame. I'm on George Washington plus the 2 against LaSalle. I'm on Bryant plus the 4.5 at UMass Lowell. I'm on Fordham plus the 4.5 against Davidson. I'm on FIU plus the 4 against Jacksonville State. I'm on Milwaukee plus the 5 against Oakland. I'm on Idaho State plus the 5 against Montana. I may have another add to the card, but unfortunately, not all the lines are out yet and not all the games are finished yet. Since we have the Zags in San Francisco still in action, I'll post it at the top of the show notes if I add anything to the official podcast card. I also have West Virginia plus the 10.5 against Cincinnati. I have Canisius plus the 4.5 against Mount St. Mary's. I have Charleston minus the 7 against Stony Brook. In the NBA, coin flip, I have the Rockets and the Spurs under the 224. NHL, I have the Panthers and the Stars under the 6. So that's my card for a Tuesday. Some other housekeeping here at the very end of this podcast. Just want to go through a few things here. If you remember last year, we worked with Dakota Sports Gambling Network on a daily newsletter. Some good handicappers, some very good people participated in that newsletter. Unfortunately, that ended for a variety of reasons. So fast forward to the present. I'm going to create a new newsletter that I'm hoping will be of interest, at least to some of you. I'm going to call it my Nothing Special, Almost Daily Prop Bet Newsletter. So this is actually going to replace my current Prop Bet podcast where I mispronounce all the names in the NBA. The cost of the newsletter will be $8 a month this time around, or $80 if you want to pay in full for the year. For those of you interested, you can sign up by clicking the buymeacoffee.com/playmeorfademe link in the show notes. Once again, that's the buymeacoffee.com/playmeorfademe link in the show notes. On the right-hand side, after you click the link, you will see the Become a Member section. There's only one level. I called it the Get Everything level. So my podcast typically drops, 20 minutes to 2 hours after I record, depending on the day. So by joining as a member, you will basically get 2 emails most days. Once again, nothing fancy, nothing special. It's just going to be some quick information. One email will be sent late at night with my overnight podcast card. The other email will be sent most days between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. with my prop bet card for that day. I do plan to play the NBA, Major League Baseball, and the NFL props in the newsletter to keep 12 months of action on the card and within the newsletter. If you have any questions at all, please feel free to email or DM me on Twitter. But that's kind of an update on what's going on with the Prop Bet Show, moving to the newsletter format instead of the podcast during the middle of the day for me at least from a work standpoint. So that is my card for Tuesday. That's the housekeeping on the Prop Bet Show. That's the update on the newsletter. And hey, let's enjoy another great day of college basketball. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.